Disney's new streaming video service comes complete with politically correct warning labels for some of their older classics. CNN's Wolf Blitzer sinks to a new low, even for CNN. And President Donald Trump blasts the Democrats over impeachment at a Louisiana rally. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. We've got a lot to cover, and I want to start with the Democrats, the media, and this whole impeachment mess, because they are really starting to get frayed. They are starting to freak out. They grasp at anything, and they don't know what to do about President Trump. I mean, first of all, they didn't think that he was going to beat Hillary Clinton. They thought he'd be gone then. He won. So then in order to get him, they thought, oh, we're going to have Mueller investigation in Russia. He'll be gone after that. No. So now they bring up this Ukraine phone call, and they actually start an impeachment inquiry about it. And it just shows how bogus their efforts are. There's nothing to this phone call. The Ukrainians say there is nothing involved, and yet they bring witnesses that have no actual firsthand knowledge of this call. It's just so bizarre. So again, the media trying to stir up controversy, trying to find something, have resorted to just trying to gig the officials, gig the people around President Trump. And we saw this yesterday in a very just disturbing interview on CNN. It's happened yesterday morning with CNN's Wolf Blitzer and senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. And her husband, George Conway, is an attorney in D.C., very anti-Trump. And he gave an interview to MSNBC. And of all the anti-Trump people, MSNBC interviewed him because, again, that'll stir up controversy. And CNN decided to ask about that interview. And here's how the questioning went from Wolf Blitzer.
I just have a final question, a sensitive question. And it's a political question. It's a substantive question. I don't want to talk about your marriage. I know that there are issues there. Your husband, George Conway, he's a lawyer.
Did you just say?
Your husband, George Conway.
Did you just say there are issues there? You don't want to talk about marriage?
I don't want to talk about... No, I don't want to talk...
Why did you say that?
I don't want to talk about your marriage. I don't want to talk about your... I want to talk about a substantive point.
So do you catch that? He says he wants to ask a political question and then says, I don't want to talk about your marriage. Well, by bringing that up, it makes people wonder about her marriage. And then he takes it to the next step by saying, I know there are issues there. And when he said that, did you see her reaction? I mean, Kellyanne Conway has been in this business a long time, and even she was stunned. She was surprised at that kind of language, saying, I don't want to talk about your marriage. I know there are issues there. Let's talk about a political question. Well, guess what? You poisoned the interview right there. It's just stunning. And here's more.
You should not have just said to your audience, I don't want to talk about your marriage, quote, I know there are issues. Why would you say that? What is it?
I don't want to talk about
your
marriage.
Why would you say there are issues?
Listen to what your husband said. I'll play the clip.
So see, he can't even answer the question. He brings up this marriage. He brings up that there are issues, but then he won't say why he asked that. I mean, it's just for ratings. It's just absolutely nuts. So finally, in the interview, they actually played the clip from MSNBC and George Conway and asked Kellyanne to comment on it. And here's what she said.
What you just quoted is said every single day by other voices, but you wanted to put it in my husband's voice because you think somehow that that'll help your ratings or that you're really sticking it to Kellyanne Conway. And let me make very clear, you didn't stick it to Kellyanne Conway. I think you embarrassed yourself. And I'm embarrassed for you because this is CNN now.
That was awesome. So yes, this is CNN. This is the new CNN, and that's how low they've fallen. And next, I want to talk to you about Disney Plus. All right, that's their new streaming video service, and they've gone all politically correct with it, and it just seems to be a trend. You know, on Wednesday, we covered Northwestern University and their student-run newspaper, and how they don't even feel like they can cover news anymore without apologizing. You know, they had this speech by former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and of course there are protesters, so the newspaper decided to cover it. They took pictures, because that's what you do when you cover an event. They called people and asked for interviews, and then they wrote the story. Well, then later they came out and apologized because some of those people were upset with their coverage. So they pulled down all the photos. They apologized for contacting people for interviews, and it just shows the politically correct nature that we live in. So that leads us to Disney Plus, because now they have this streaming service, so you can watch Disney movies on demand, such as all the Marvel movies, Star Wars movies, their classics. But they felt the need to put these trigger warnings, these politically correct warnings, on some of their older movies because they might not be culturally appropriate anymore. And here's a report from The Blaze. It says, the new Disney Plus entertainment streaming platform launched Tuesday, but its trigger warnings are gaining as many headlines as is the launch itself. The new platform includes trigger warnings for the older movies' outdated cultural depictions. The older movies include Pinocchio, Dumbo, Fantasia, Lady and the Tramp, The Aristocats, and The Jungle Book, which have all previously faced criticisms for racist imagery, stereotypes, and more. The warning states, this program is presented as originally created. It may contain outdated cultural depictions. So some people took to social media and just blasted them for this politically correct wording, and others actually supported the decision. So I wanted to see what you think, because, I mean, are these kind of warnings necessary for movies that have withstood the test of time? It's just so bizarre. And to describe, you know, what Disney thought of some of these movies, here's more from The Blaze. The Aristocats also faced criticism for its portrayal of cats drinking and carousing, as well as a Siamese cat playing the piano with chopsticks singing, "Fortune cookies are always wrong." Fantasia, according to some people, creates gendered expectations for men and women. So what do you think? I personally find it ridiculous, but I'd love to hear what you think about the comments, the new Disney service, and these politically correct trigger warnings that they put on. So next, I want to talk about impeachment. We started the public hearings this week, and those were being held in House Intelligence Committee, led by Democrat Adam Schiff, and it was just a fiasco. If you sat there and watched, you are probably mad at yourself at the end for wasting a good chunk of your life, because nothing came of it. These witnesses had no firsthand knowledge of anything, and even if they did, the president and Ukrainian officials, including their president, said nothing was wrong there. So there's nothing to impeach. It's just so bizarre. So I want to take you to one exchange. This is Representative Jim Jordan. The two-star witnesses are State Department official George Kent and the acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor. And Jordan is questioning Taylor, and he brings up testimony from Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, who's describing this interaction and how messages were relayed on this evil Trump action. And here is what Jordan said.
Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. Now, this is his clarification.
So did you get any of that? Did you understand what Jordan said, what that chain was? No one did. No one understands what's going on here. And here's more from Jordan.
Let me read it one more time. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. We got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding.
So it's just crazy. And there, even just looking at Ambassador Taylor, you could see that, yes, this is nonsensical. But Representative John Ratcliffe really sum things up. In his just brief question, as part of his overall questioning, really summed up the whole day when he asked these two-star witnesses what was impeachable out there. And here's how that went.
In this impeachment hearing today, where we impeach presidents for treason or bribery or other high crimes, where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
So great response, right? Nothing. Crickets. Just silence. And there's nothing to impeach. And they couldn't even say what there is to impeach. That's how ridiculous this is. Well, so that leads to last night when President Trump was giving a rally in Louisiana. And so he had plenty to say about impeachment and just the crazy goings on of the Democrats. And here's part of that rally.
Their schemes are already unraveling. You saw yesterday. How about when they asked these two Never Trumpers, what exactly do you think you impeach him for? And they stood there and went like, what?
So, of course, that was Trump echoing the Radcliffe question, right, and the non-answer. So then he pulls out some breaking news that I'm looking forward to seeing what the media does with this. And here's what he said to the crowd.
This just came out. Big story. New remarks from top Ukrainian official damages Democrats' impeachment narrative. Just came out. I only read it because they don't like to report stories like this. You know about that.
So there you go. New news on impeachment straight from the Ukrainian officials. And we'll see if the media actually cover it and give President Trump a fair shake or if it's going to be just more of the same. And so finally, I want to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, because they made an announcement on some new proposed legislation that will bring free public housing for all. That's right. They want free public housing for all to go along with, you know, free Medicare for all and free public education for all. Now it's free public housing. But there's even a bonus. There's more. It's free green housing. That's what they want to do. And here's a report from the Washington Times. Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Thursday introduced legislation that calls for a guaranteed right to housing and would put up $180 billion over 10 years toward retrofitting and cutting carbon emissions in federal public housing. The legislation would amend federal law to say it's the policy of the U.S. to use federal funds and the credit of the country to guarantee the right to housing for every individual, an expansive view of government reach reflected under the Green New Deal to combat climate change. So what's going on here? Where do they think all this money is going to come from? And do they really think the American people are on board with socialism, completely restructuring the economy through government action and forcing people to comply? And here's more from the Washington Times. It says, Mr. Sanders' office estimated that the bill would create almost 250,000 jobs per year that would be subject to strong labor standards and Buy America provisions. Climate change represents both a grave threat and a tremendous opportunity, said Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, New York Democrat. The Green New Deal for Public Housing Act will train and mobilize the workforce force to decarbonize the public housing stock and improve the quality of life for all the residents. So what cracks me up is they talk about all these new jobs that are going to be created as they're destroying whole economies, as they're driving millions and millions of people out of work. You know, they want to end the fossil fuel industry. So that means millions of jobs are actually lost. And oh, sure, they're going to create green jobs because those will be the only jobs left. Those will be the only jobs allowed by the federal government. So it's just outrageous. And this is what they're proposing. So folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. And we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, just a little reminder before you go, and no, this does not count against my 13 minutes. Please hit the subscribe button below and tell your friends. And if you happen to miss our last show, you can check it out right here. And also for great conservative news and commentary, please check out GOPUSA.com. All right, folks, we'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.